There's no such thing as being shoyel, changing your mind from the zirus. You're not allowed to. The ain shel benazir. The male. What is the bottom line according to Beshamai? According to Tanakam Beshamai, hareini nazir mebesara. If the animal stands up on its own, and the animal indeed stands up on its own, according to Beshamai, he is a nazir. When he said mebesara, we ignore those words. It's nonsense. It falls away. The end of the result is he is a nazir. So Beshil Amri, no. Beshil holds that a person does have the power to have charata. If he says mibisara, it's like kigregoi stami, it's like the case in the Mishnah we learned yesterday, and the halachas of lo avi nazir, he's having charata. Ulgabe delas, then the Mishnah one is going to discuss another case, the case of a delas. What's the case of a delas? Kigoin. So Rashi tells us the maskana, delas. Shahoya delas for no lufa, there was a delas that was locked. The Amrani said, if the door could talk, if the door could think, the door is making a statement that the door says, I will never open up. I will remain stuck. I have chosen to prevent people from opening me. And the person says, we'll see about that. I'm going to go and kick the door. I'm going to hit the door. I'm going to do something to make the door open. And then, she'ein niftach al yidei adam, hareini nazir min hasadav, if the door outsmarts me, and the door on its own suddenly opens up, then I accept upon myself to be a nazir from its boards. In other words, I'm not going to be allowed to have benefit from the wood. I'll take the door, and in ancient times they would use doors as beds. I'm not going to use the bed.
But the door didn't open by itself. It did open by itself.
That's the case. The Gemara's maskan is the case is going with the door indeed opened by itself. In other words, it was some type of, I don't know, it's some type of maybe like in the summertime where wood, it's very wet. Wood expands. Very common in certain times of the year, wood expands and then it doesn't open up. And then when the weather gets dry, then the wood contracts. You ever have this in your house? You have this in the shul here all the time. The front door of the shul, sometimes the wood expands and you can't open or close the door. And then when the weather gets dry, then the wood shrinks. I know they had that in the house, some of the wooden doors. So all of a sudden the door is mamish stuck. You can't open it up. The person says, I'll open it up. And by the time the person gets around to try to open it up, it opens up by itself. Assume because of weather conditions or some other thing happened to the door, it opened up by itself. So now the Tanai has been triggered. And the male, what was the Tanai? The Tanai was Hareini Nazir Minisarov, which means I will be a Nazir from its wood. There is no such thing as being a Nazir from wood. There is only something called the Nazir from wine, from grapes. This was the daf yesterday. This was discussed a great length yesterday. So what then does he mean? So what is the halacha? It says machloikis beshamai and beisil. According to beshamai, we have a rule in daf yud. We're in daf yud in the Rashi. We're in the middle of the Rashi, the first Rashi, the long Rashi in the Mishnah. V'nidach le'elav ubeishamai halchu l'shitasan. He's having charata. He's changing his mind. Okay, so that's then becomes Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Let's read the Mishnah. Okay, let's go back and read the whole Mishnah. Now that we've basically gone through the Gemara's Maskana, Rashi told us basically a whole Daf Gemara in one shot. So let's now chazer over the Mishnah inside. Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Omar, a person is walking in the street and he sees in front of him a para that is crouching on the ground. And the person is reading the mind of the para. And he says, I assume that the para has made a decision that it will not stand up. I challenge the para. I'm going to kick it and it's going to stand up. And if I fail, if the para stands up on its own, not because of my intervention, then I accept upon myself to be a nazir from its bossa. And that condition has been triggered because the para stands up on its own. So now it's been triggered, a statement, Hareini Nazir Mibisara. It's a very complicated case because he's basically making a condition, and the condition is triggering a statement that doesn't make one bit of sense. You make a condition. If the para stands up by itself, we're going to trigger
a statement, Hareini Nazir, from its meat. So the condition is a very strange condition to begin with. You're reading the mind of the para. And then it stands up. And then you've now triggered a statement which makes no sense. I want to be a Nazir from its bosser. So what is the halacha? Omar, he says, Omra para. It appears this para wants to say, parazu, I don't want to have to eat a lot of words into the Mishnah, because that's the Gemara. So Rashi did for us. Rashi told us, you're not going to make an understand this, so let me tell you the Gemara's maskana. Eat a lot of words into the Mishnah. Hareini Nizira. Rashi also says that the hey of the word Nizira is superfluous. It should really be Hareini Nazir. The hey really doesn't belong there. Why is it there? I don't know, but it's there. That's Rashi says this. Hareini Nizira, William Nazir, im Oimedes. If Rashi is reading a whole different translation into these words, and it basically means, if the parah stands by itself, I'm going to be a nazir from its meat. Okay. Or, case number two is very similar. You have a stubborn door that doesn't want to open. Oimer hadelis hazeh. The door, it appears, the door has a mind of its own. And the door has made a statement. I will not open myself for anyone. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when they wanted to bring the Aron to inaugurate the Bachamika Sabayis. And Su'u, the doors refused to open to allow the Aron to enter. And Shlomo said, Su'u, Sh'odim Rashecha Minasu Pischi Olam V'yavah Melech HaKavai. The doors thought that when he said that V'yavah Melech HaKavai, that he was referring to himself. They wanted to swallow up Shlomo, and then he clarified, "Mi hu zeh melech hakavod? Hashem hu tzvokos melech hatzelah." So Itaka do have a precedent of where the doors refuse to open on their own. There is such a precedent in Tanakh, such a mitzias like this. But in any event, in Mamedes ani oimer hadelas, hareini nazir, im niftach ani. So these are the two cases. The bottom line is, after all the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to basically change the gears of the Mishnah numerous times, and the Tefillah comes out according to Rashi, and now there was a condition. The condition has been triggered, and now we're left with a statement, Hareini Nazir Min HaBosar, Hareini Nazir Min the boards. What is the halacha? So now it's basically repeat. Ditto. This is a carbon copy of what we learned yesterday. A statement that doesn't make any sense. Samachlekes Beshamai Besilil. Beshamai says, a person does not waste his words. And when he says, Hareini Nazir, you're a Nazir. Oh, but you said the next few words doesn't says from its meat or from its boards. You're trying to retract. You realize that you're in a lot of trouble. You're going to be a Nazir. I don't want to be a Nazir, so I'll say something of nonsense to cancel my original statement. It's too little, too late. When it comes to a Nazir, it's like Hekish. If you makdish something, you cannot have Charata. Just like when you say Hashem's name, you know where you can take it back. If it's Levatola, it's too late. If you become a Nazir, you can't take it back. So therefore, it's too little, too late. The person becomes a Nazir. This is the Shita of Beis Shammai. So therefore, Beis Shammai, Oimrim Nazir, Ubeisil, Oimrim Ein Nazir. And then we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that according to Beis Shammai, you're going to be two things. He says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kesha Amru Beis Shammai, Loi Oimrim, Ela Bo Oimer Harei Paro, Zu Olai Karbon, Im Oimedesi, which we explained in great detail yesterday to mean that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Beis Shammai, the person is both a Nazir from Yayin, and he also is not allowed to eat the meat of this para midin neder, because we interpret the second words as if he said that I'm a nazir from the para, from its meat, meaning that I want the meat to be prohibited to me, as if I made a neder, it's a carbon to me. According to Beis Hillel, Lefi Beis Shammai, he's only going to be a nazir, a neder from the meat, but he's not going to be also not going to be a nazir. It's a very complicated Mishnah. The case is super duper bizarre, like you've never heard before, where a person is attributing a conversation to between him and the parah and the door, and he automatically is going to trigger, because the parah outsmarted him, the door outsmarted him. Okay, you have a parah and an object that outsmarted a person.
By the way, you realize you just occurred to me.
Yeah, Shol Zev, yeah.
By parah, he doesn't. He's not going to stand up. I'm going to make him stand up.
Right.
But the door, he doesn't say it. The door's not going to open. I'm going to make it open.
Yeah, that's what Rashi says.
No, he says it opens by itself.
No, that's what happened at the end. That both cases also it stood by itself. Exactly the case.
So what exactly? What was the?
The person sees a stubborn parah. He sees a stubborn door, and he says, "I'm going to open the door. I'm going to get the parah to stand up to stand up because of me." And if the parah or the door outsmarts me, and they open up, it stands up or opens by itself, then you know what? I lose, and the consequence is I am a nazir from its bosa. So according to Beis Shammai, the halacha
is only a nether.
According no, that's machlokes. They're two different sides.
Beis Shammai says he becomes a nazir and he has to fulfill the nether.
No. One thing at a time. There's two versions. There's first the ordinary machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to version number one of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says he is a nazir finished, and Beis Hillel says he's nothing. According to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's different. According to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, Beis Shammai holds he's two things.
Right.
He's a nazir, and he's not allowed to eat the meat midin neder. And according to Beis Hillel, he's not a nazir, but he's not allowed to eat the meat midin neder. Okay, that was a whole daf gemara yesterday. According to Gemara's maskon of how to learn the Mishnah by the case of Gregorius, and the same thing applies here to this Mishnah. Now, we basically have explained the Mishnah according to the Gemara's maskon. The Gemara now is going to go through a few rounds to try to understand what exactly these very bizarre and cryptic words really mean. So here comes the Gemara. Para mikor mishtaya. Since when do oxen talk? We're talking about the Egel Hazava. The Egel Hazava, I think it says a talk.
Bill number two.
Okay, bill number two, exactly. A para? Since when does a para talk? Par mikor mishtaya. Okay, this is the first round. Don't get excited because the Gemara has to go through many layers until the Gemara comes out and understands the Mishnah the way we explain, which doesn't really say. Well, the way we explain the Mishnah, it's almost impossible to read that in. You have to be very creative. Which is too over my head, how to go figure out how to read the way Rashi explained the Mishnah. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. But the Gemara has no choice but to learn that's what the Mishnah really means to say, and you have to work backwards to figure out how each word in the Mishnah is merames to the way that Lemaskana we explained. Now, we read one more time. The Gemara's Maskana is, number one, the animal is crouching on the ground. The person looks at the animal, and he makes an assessment. And his assessment is that the para has made a declaration. I will not stand for nobody. Not for any Rosh Hashiva.
You have another.
Not for any baseball player. For no one. I will not stand. The person says, aha, this is a challenge. I'm going to get that parah to stand. I'm going to give it a zest. I'm going to give it food. I'm going to do something to get it to stand because of me. And if I fail to force it to stand because of me, and instead it stands on its own, I want then there to be the following statements should be triggered. Hareini nozir mibisara, which itself doesn't make one bit of sense. Because there's no such thing as being a nozir from meat. And the del is the zelbazach. There's a door, a stubborn door. And the person makes an assessment. This door is not going to open for nobody. And the door is making us say, I will not open for nobody. And the person says, oh yeah, we'll see about that. I'm going to get the door to open because of me. And if the door ends up opening...
But Rashi leaves that out. Only by the par. Look
at the case. Look at the case. That this door thinks, she'ein niftach ali de adam. It's not going to open.
Right.
So you know what? I'm going to get it to open. Hareini nozer minasadav im tiskaye machashavtoi. If the door wins, if the door wins and it succeeds, she yiposach me'ilav and opens by itself, not because of me.
Okay, now look at the
parah. V'niftach me'ilav.
Yeah, look at the parah now. Look at the wording.
Of the parah going up?
Yeah.
Ki om, I mean, like Gregor's
going up. Kedumini, ketsuar parah she'ein omedes laylam.
She'ein omedes laylam. Al yidei adam. It's not going to stand to a person. Hareini nozer mimeno mibisarim. exactly the same thing.
And what's to say afterwards?
Ella, I'm going to go. I'm not going to be a Nazir because I'm going to force it to stand up.
How come Rashi doesn't? How come Rashi doesn't?
Because Rashi already explained that in the parah. It's the same.
Okay, that's the reason. That's what's bothering me a little.
All right, it's a Zelbazach. Okay, fine. So back to the Gemara. Parah mikom mishtoi. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go to the Machashol. Amar Rav Chama. Hachav mayaskinan kegoyin shochaisa part of the rutzal lifan of the cases. The parah is lying down on the ground. V'yama. And the person says, the person makes an assessment. Kisvura parazo. This para appears to think, eino imedes. You know what? The Gemara, back in the Gemara. The Gemara. The para appears to say, eino imedes. It is not going to stand up. You know what? Hareini nozem bibisara im omda me oleha. If it stands up by itself.
Right.
And guess what? The omda me oleha. And it stands up. Okay, pretty much it's exactly what we explained. There's some very fine nuances here, which is very confusing. We'll see. Now, so now that the parah stood up on its own, we now, it's as if he has said, Hareini Nazir Mibisara.
How come it says it twice? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hareini Nazir Mibisara. So now, very good. The Nazir stood up on its own. Excellent. It won, the parah won. So now it triggers, I am a nozer from its boss. But there's no such thing, that's nonsense. V'holchu beis shamai l'shitosan of the previous staff, daftes. U'beis hil l'shitosan. Beis shamai diyam, the beis shamai says, when a person says, havi nozer. So when a person says, I want to be a nozer from figs, what is the halacha? Havi nozer. So zel bezach, I want to be a nozer from bosor, you're a nozer. What's the law on this? We said Rashi is because when you say Gregors and Gregors, when you say Basar, you're really trying to retract. You can't retract. Once you say you're a Nazir, it's like Hegdish. You can't retract, it's too late. Beis Hillel says he can retract. So Hacha Nami Ki Amar Mibisara Havi Nazir.
But isn't it like an oxymoron? He's saying something.
Exactly. That's exactly what Beis Shammai says.
It's a chiddush.
Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai ain adam motzei dvod of levatola. Once you say Hareini Nazir, we take that very seriously. We don't care. We don't
care what he says.
We don't care what you say afterwards. So why then did you say afterwards? Did you say what then did you mean when you said afterwards? You're trying to change your mind, and you're trying to make your sentence into a sentence of nonsense to cancel what you said. Too late. According, you have to combine two principles. Two principles are two ingredients that are critical to understand the lumdis of Beis Shammai. Number one, when you say Hareini Nazir, that is a statement that stands on its own. You don't go look at the big picture. If you hold to the principle, Ein Adam Motzei Dvar V'Levatala.
So according to him, according to Beis Shammai, let's say he says something that's not edible. I'm not going to eat wood.
It doesn't matter. It's just ki'ilu, it's not edible. It doesn't make any. There's no such thing as being a nazir from meat or being a nazir.
So that
from
means
figs.
The man, regardless of what he says, even if it's not for human consumption, he's still a nazir.
Why? Because of the principle Ein Adam Motzei Dvar of Levatala, which demands of us that we take whatever he says to be very serious. But he also did make a statement min bisara, so we interpret that to mean I have charata, I changed my mind, and the reason why you're saying it is because you're trying to backtrack. I'm going to be a nazir. What did I just say? I want to be a nazir. You know what I'll do? I want to be a nazir for meat. That's a revelation that when I want to be a nazir, it's a nonsense because it doesn't make any sense. Sorry, buddy, you can't go back. When you say Hareini Nazir, you're a nazir. You want to have charata? You can't.
But according to Rabbi Yehuda,
that's the Rabbi Yehuda now.
Rabbi Yehuda says that you also can't eat the meat.
Rabbi Yehuda is another time, because Rabbi Yehuda goes even weiter. Rabbi Yehuda has a nayadin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that when we try to interpret the words of min abasar, min basar, with Hareini Nazir, to make believe you said, I want to make a neder.
Because he has charata?
No,
that's what he meant.
Eight other modes say, Dvar Levatol, according to Rabbi Yehuda, goes, Azoy Vait. goes so far that even the second statement we're going to make sense out of. According to the Beis Shammai Stam,
even though he said the word Nazir, he missed you.
He misused. Said, so it goes both ways. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hareni Nazir, you're Nazir. And min Basara, we're going to now take the Hareni Nazir, min Basar, to loosely interpret Hareni
and
Nazir.
And Basil also says he has to keep his net.
Right. But Basil holds he's not a Nazir. Because Basil exactly. holds he can have Charata. The only difference is according to Beis Silva, you're allowed to have Charata. According to Beis Silva, it's Toichel Edibur, you can have Charata. Beis Shammai holds you can have Charata. There are many ingredients that go into play over here to make lum. The lum, the lumness is a combination of many, many yisoidas. Now, Frek the Gemara, why do we need this Mishnah? This Mishnah turns out after this whole Shach V'Tarya, we just basically chaz it over a Daf Gemara. These couple of lines, the half an omen of lum that we learn over here, is in essence a chazorah of a Daf Gemara. And if the Gemara says, we know this already. The Gemara says, v'ha amaru b'shamecha de zimba. So the Gemara says, Amarava.
What's the kasha? I'm sorry.
Everything that we just learned in this Mishnah is a carbon copy of what we learned in yesterday's daf.
Yeah, okay.
Because yesterday's daf, okay. Which is Hareni Nazim, and
I got it. So why does
he
repeat?
The Gemara, v'ha amaru b'shamecha de zimba. The Gemara says, here's the answer. How many times do you have to have an answer in Shas? Shlomo Rabinowitz is not here. He learned Shas 37 times. He would tell us how many times we have this over here. He loves us. This is Joe. So this says over here, Amarava Tarte Tlas. Two or three. The Mishnah wants to give us two or three examples. It's necessary. One example does not suffice. It is kedai for the Mishnah to repeat the principle two or three times. And the Gemara now tells us a new Yisoidus. Because there's an added darga of chidush in each one of the three examples. Tarte Tlas. V'chein Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya also, in his collection of braises, Rabbi Chiya also had a set of mishnayos. He had all the braises. All the braises. He what did he say? Tarte Tlas. Tarte Tlas. We give two or three examples. V'chein Omer Rabbi Oshaya. Tarte Tlas. Okay, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Oshia, all three are on the same page. Tarde Tlas, one example is not sufficient. Why do we need three examples? And how the Gemara explains. Utsricha, we need three examples. Why? Because the Itmar Boho, if we only learn the case of Gregorius, Udvela, the first Mishnah, I would say, Hosam Hud Amar Beis Shammai Havinazim Mishum Dimi Chalfon Ba'anovim. Because Beis Shammai, maybe only the only time Beis Shammai says ain other motzei dravel of atal is only when there is a plausible approach to understand his mind, his frame of mind. People have a tendency to confuse figs with grapes. Okay, people confuse figs with grapes. They look the same. They're sweet. Whatever.
Rashi explained because it's a fruit. This is a fruit. This
fine.
Is a fruit.
People confuse the two. Whatever the reason is. Therefore, when a person says, "I already knows the min gregus," therefore, okay, Beis Shammai will say he's going to be a nazir because that's really what he meant to say. But avu baser banav loy michalaf. A person says, I want to be a nazir from its meat. Where have you been? What yeshiva did you learn in? No one, there's no such confusion for a person to say, I want to be a nazir from basar. Impossible.
Yeah.
No one does that. So maybe in this case, even Beis Shammai will admit that he's not a nazir. There's a limit to how far you go in ain other modes of the level. If it's mamash klor, you're saying it's nonsense, maybe you don't say that. Loim michalaf, v'yidmar, so they have a question. So let's just say the bigger chiddush. Let's just say the basar. V'i itmar basar. Hachu de amri Beis Shammai havi nazir. Why havi nazir? Because the bishav chamra. Because you know why he said basar? It's association. Because you always eat basar and yayin together. So really he meant to say yayin. And what came out of his mouth? Basar. Because he was thinking about a Shabbos suda. By a Shabbos suda, it's basar v'yayin. What simcha? On Yom Tov. Yom Tov on simcha is v'samachti b'chagecha ein simcha ela b'basar v'yayin. So therefore, there is a rationale. There is an understanding of where he went wrong in his mind, how it came out of his mouth the word basar, when he was supposed to say yayin. But groy grois, figs. What do figs have to do with yayin, grapes? So that may. So if you only said the case of basar, you would not necessarily know the halacha will be the same when it comes to figs.
So you
there's said, a svara azoy and a svara azoy.
By the way, you said charata, hearing just confusion with words.
No. So there are many elements that are coming together over here. According to Beit Shammai, ein adam motzei drav levatala. You said harini nazir, you're a nazir. So the Gemara is not making a suggestion. The Gemara is saying over here is maybe that concept.
And where do you see charat? Who says this?
The Gemara says this. Yesterday's daf. Rashi said it. Rashi
here.
Said
okay.
It as well.
I don't know.
There are many elements, but the first thing over here is the person at the end of the day is going to become a nazir. Why? Because of the principle of ein adam motzei drav levatala. Maybe that principle is limited to where you say something which at least to some degree can be understood by a psychologist. You go to a psychologist and he'll try to explain to you how the human condition, what goes on in a person's mind, association. You ever learn how to memorize things? There are a lot of experts out there that teach people how to memorize mnemonics. That's one technique. But another technique is association. If you want to memorize something, you associate it with something else. It's a very powerful technique how to memorize. And that's exactly what's happening over here. Usually the two go together. When you go to a meal, there's basar and there's yayin. Ain't simcha. Ella, in simcha ella bebasar v'yayin. So if we said the case this Mishnah, we would not necessarily know that we would say the same rule would apply when it comes to gregos, because maybe by gregos, what shaykhis does gregos have to do with nazirus? So therefore, they're not the same. So hachu de mishnah v'chavim is mishnah v'chavim ala begregos and ve'loy kamash v'lon. Oh, so now we have ready to now the Iomarta. If you're going to say these two hani tarte, hani would become beshamay avul delas emoidulbeshilel. Because what is a delas, a door, a piece of wood, have to do with the zeros? If hareini nazir from its wood. Wood? Garnished. There's no association in the human mind to connect wood with grapes, with yayin. Totally doesn't exist. Therefore, maybe you'll agree that over here we don't say ain other might say devil about Allah. Avol delas ain moed lebeisilol. The tani delas. If we only see the case of delas, I would say b'chol kamei beisilol. Avol b'hach tarti ain moed lebeishamai. And if we said delas, I would say only in this case. So let's just say delas. Delas is the biggest chiddush of them all. If we say delas, we automatically know. Groy, so we automatically know yayin.
What's talking the reason because it's still valid? There's an association.
Because that's the chiddush. Ein adam motzei devarav levatala.
No, but you rationalize while groy is neven, still a nazir. Because
if we
yayin,
only that's exactly the point. If we only said those two cases, we would not know that the lomdis of Beis Shammai is because of ein adam motzei devarav levatala. We would think.
No, but you're explaining why it's a valid nazirus.
Right,
but a door.
Exactly,
there's no explanation. It's like
and yet it
no
says
rationale.
and yet Beis Shammai says there's exact. It's exactly the point. There is no rationale,
no,
and he's a nazir.
We're explaining Devela and we're explaining Gregs and Devela.
It's exactly
and
the point.
And Basar, why
it's a possibility.
Why is a possibility?
If you say that, it basically means that you don't need to come on to, then we would make a mistake and we would think that we do not need to come on to ein adam motzei drav levatala. And the reason why he's a nazir by Gregos and by
right.
Yeah, is because there's a lumdis.
Right.
But what would the halacha be by the case of delas? He would not be a nazir because there is no lumdis. So now we say delas to be megale, that the reason why he's a nazir is because there's a rationale. There is no rationale. It's because
and that applies even by Tveilim.
Yes, of course, Mimele it applies by them as well.
That rationale, that no,
you don't need
no,
to come
that,
on
no,
to a
rationale
anymore.
No, that reason, a person when
you
he says
don't
something,
need a
okay.
rationale
okay,
anymore.
Okay, very good.
Now, so if that's the case, just in the case of Delas, we'll know everything. The Tarot says, if we only said the case of Delas, then what would Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says he's not a nazir. Only by a Delas, he's not a nazir. But maybe Beis Hillel would say that you're going to be a nazir when it comes to figs and when it comes to
right.
figs and basar.
Yeah.
So that's why we need to mention those cases as well to be megala that Beis Hillel is choilek on Beis Shammai, even in the case of figs and basar. And
where does it say this lashon? It's not about talum and Beis Shammai. So
the Gemara. The Yidmar, look at the Yidmar, Mahani Tartei. The Gemara is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines from the bottom, the word V'i, the last word on the line. 10 lines from the bottom.
Where?
10 lines from the bottom.
1,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The last word on the line, 10 lines from the bottom.
You have a different source of daf.
The E, no, it's the same source of daf. Count 10 lines. One, two, three.
Okay, so start. How does it
the
start?
The last word on the line. The E, Tana, Deles. If we only said Deles. Got it?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The E, Itma. The Itma. The Itma, Hani Tarte, the case of Groigrois. And the case of Bosar.
Not that I know.
Honey, who dekan that's only in that case, Beshamai. Aval Deles, Ava, I would say, Modul Beisila, that you're not a Nazir, because there's no rationale. That is why it was necessary to be Mechadesh. In Vaideles, you're going to be a Nazir, because it does not depend on a rationale.
Yeah.
It's because of Ein Adamos Devil Batala.
Yeah.
So Eva Zay, so just say the case of Deles, and we do not need the other two cases, the Eton of Deles, then we will be misled to think that Beis Hillel, the other way around, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai. The Eton of Deles, Bechol Kamer Beis Hillel. Only in Takan, this case Takan makes no sense. Avol Bahach and the other Bahach Tarte, Eim Avot Seim Ulul Beis Shammai, Kamashmon Delo, that is a machloikis across the board in all three cases. Tarte Talas. It was necessary to be megale the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when a person says hareini nozer min hagroigros hareini nozer min habosar hareini nozer min haitzim. In all three cases, we have to come lemaskan of the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What is the halachis here, nozer? According to Beis Shammai, yes. Why yes? No rationale. Sorry.
Where is Bosar?
Our mission of the para. The para. Go to the para. All my...
The bottom here in the Gemara doesn't say mention of para at all. There's no mention of para.
Of course there is.
It says up here, where?
Go back up. Omar Rava Tarte Tlas. Vachin Tarte Tlas. Vachin Tarte Tlas. Vachin Tarte Tlas. Vachin Tarte Tlas. Utsrichit. Id mar boha. Groi grois. Udvela. Hasmu udam rebe shamai havinazim. Mishum de michal from banovim. Aval bosar. Bosar. You see it, Mr. Rabbi, you see it? Avol bosar banovim lo michalaf. Id mar bosar. They only said bosar. I would not know when it comes to groi grois. People confuse Basar and Yayin. So why do we need the case of Delas? Because it's no Shaykhis. So therefore we need Delas. So just say Delas. But if we only said Delas, we would make a mistake in Beis Hillel. Not in Beis Shammai. Because the taka makes no sense. Avo b'hach tarte in modul beis shamai. K'mashmon deloi. There's a machloikis beis shamai, beis hillel. Three things. Tarte tlas. Tarte tlas. Okay, good. Klar? Okay, good. Next. Omar Rava. Next. Now, Rava is not happy with this whole story over here. And this is just really a chazar. We're not eating anything over here. It's a little bit confusing. Omar Rava. Mikatani im omdon me'eleha. What's going on over here? You told me you read into the Mishnah a whole story that doesn't exist. A ganza maisa. A person is walking on the street and he sees an animal that's lying down on the ground. And the person says, Kimiduma ani? It appears to me that the para is an intelligent being and he's on strike. And he's challenging me. So you know what? Let's have a duel. I'm up for a challenge. I'm gonna give you a zet so you're gonna get up so fast. I'm gonna bring, you know, the mice sentence is started with a joke. There was a horse, a fair. They wanted to get the horse to a certain place, it wouldn't budge. I'll get the ferret. Where do you want him? Where do you want the horse? He shows him where he wants him. He goes to shul. He grabs the omud where the chazan stands. He schleps it out to the field. Where do you want him? He puts it down, and miraculously the horse goes to that location. How did you do this? Don't you know the ferret goes to the omud? Okay, weiter. Omar Rava, mi katani imam. The Rava does not like this whole story. Says, what are you talking about? The Gemara first started out. Does the parah talk? So the Gemara says, no, the parah is not talking. The person is talking. But the Gemara now goes to the next layer. Really? The parah is so sophisticated to think like this, that I'm going to stand up, not a person. The parah is not so sophisticated to make these calculations. I'm going to do it on my own, and I'm not going to allow a human being to make me. I'm going to get on my own. Really? The parah is so sophisticated. The parah is in action, and it's not making calculations. So when you make this whole cheshbon, something doesn't make sense over here. The case was, the parah says that it will stand on its own whenever it wants, and it's not going to stand because of human intervention. Really? Really? Does a parah really act like that? Does it really have such deep thoughts? Fact the Gemara, mi katani im amda me'aleha, el amarava gan shachayis. So Rav is just revising the case slightly. El amarava gan shachayis a part of revutzal lefanav amahar like carbon. So he says a whole new case. Rav learns the Gemara now, a whole new mahalach in the Gemara, that we're not dealing here with a nausea. We're not dealing that. Rav is going to have charata, so we don't have to get too carried away about this. But Rav over here is saying, the case here is going with the parah is revutzal lefanav amahar re'alai karbon. Let's see Rashi. El amar Rava. Rava says, going twice the parah revutzal lefanav amahar re'alai karbon, kaloimar. Whenever Rashi says, kaloimar, fasten yourself in. Kaloimar, shahayis the parah revutzal lefanav amahar kisvur parah zush in a medes. Ma'keves anikan. Ma'keves anikan. Shaloi emoy li oilam. The parah says, I'm not going to ever move forever. V'afilu al yidei adam v'omah harei alai karbon kiloimar shehizir atzmo mimena im lo yamidena. If I don't get it to stand, the amda me'alecha. So what is the difference between Rava and the Gemara? So you know something, I what?
He wasn't successful to get the animal to stand up.
Well, now, read the Rashi on our base. It's a very long Rashi. I prepared this. I'm very still confused about this. Look at Rashi on our base. Rashi tries to explain the difference between what we said and what we said now. Beshamai Savri, Torfei. Let's read the Gemara for a few lines. Gemara may not become clearly well. Let's read the Gemara. The person of Yes, he's the par. It's basically the same thing that we said before. And he says, I am making a ned that I will get it to stand up. There's a very small difference between our shot and this shot. In the previous cases, let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. Rav says, El Amar Rav, going to Chayis Apar, Yehud Solofanav. We're asking, Mikatani Miyam de Mela, El Amar Rav, going to Chayis Apar, Yehud Solofanav. Yama Harei Lai Karba. Fine. And he says, I am going to get it to stand up. And if I fail to get it to stand up, then harelai carbon, which Rashi says, I want to be a nazir. Harelai carbon is just a figure of expression, which basically,
you mean if
Rashi,
it gets up by itself?
If it gets up by itself, then it's harelai carbon is basically a figure of expression, which is the same thing as what it said in the way we said. It's the figure of expression. I'm going to be a nazir. Let's see. So now,
no.
Oh. And
he's going to another. He's making another.
So Rashi says harelai carbon is just a figure of expression of the Gemara, which means look at the Rashi kiloimar, the last Rashi on the page.
The
Amar harelai carbon kiloimar. Whenever Rashi says kiloimar, he's telling you the pshat in the Gemara is not literal. It's not literal. And when it says harelai carbon, all the Gemara means to say is hareini nazir. I want to be a nazir. Mimena from it. Same thing we said before, basically. Imloya midena, if I don't get it to stand up, the umdame alecha. Okay, let's go ahead. The omar, Harini V'Amar. The Omar, and then I'm sorry, I skipped the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Bisham Apara. We understand Apara. We understand when it comes to Apara Bas Carbon He Eladeles Bas Carbon He. Now here's the Kasha. The Gemara at this point, Rav understands that when you do say Hare Olai, you say I want to be a Nazir from its Basar, there has to be some rationale, some connection in your mind between what you said to Nazirus. Now, how could there be possibly a rationale to connect Basar to being a Nazir? So it's not like we said before, where because when you think about Yayin, you're thinking about Yesudas Yomtes, the Samachta B'Chagecha, Ein Simcha Elo B'Basar V'Yayin. So when you said Yayin, Yayin means also Basar. Over here, if I'm not mistaken, this isn't on the basis, the rational basis, when you become think about being a Nazir, in your mind, wait, you think about the end game, that you're going to have to bring three Korbanos. And the Basar is going indeed to be a Korban. In other words, you see this para in front of you, it's stubborn. If you para don't get up because of me, and you get up on your own, you know what? I'm going to slaughter you. I'm going to put you out of your misery. How am I going to put you out of your misery? I'm going to be a Nazir. And at the end of my term of Nazirus, I'm going to bring you as one of my three Korbanos. So when you say Hareini Nazir, what? A Shlomim. You can bring the Parah as the Shlomim. You can bring the Parah as the Shlomim. Absolutely. So basically, it fits. Itaka fits. Hareini Nazir.
Where do you see that Rashi?
On the base. On Rashi and on Obey says something like that. Yeah. You see this part. Oh, Hareini Korban. That's right. It makes a lot of sense. Oh, you don't want to get up? Oh, Chutzpah. You get up. I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I tell you to get up, you get up. If you don't get up, I'm going to slaughter you. That's not nice. I'm going to slaughter you? Well, we'll do it in a nice way. How will we do it in a nice way? I will be a Nazir. I'll be a Tzaddik, a holy person. And you'll be my carbon. It makes a lot more sense than the other way around. You confuse yourself in your mind between Basar V'Yayin and Samachta L'Chagecha. You don't want to get up? I'm going to slaughter you. Finished. I'm going to slaughter you. That's the end. I was walking in the street 2 days ago, and there was a woman walking with a dog. I hate dogs. I moved to the side, and the dog was pulling the woman. The dog was pulling the woman, and the woman says, screaming at the dog, couldn't believe this, "You're not the boss. Don't pull me. You're not the boss. I'm the boss." Smamish, she was learning Daf Yomi. "You don't want to get up? I'll slaughter you. I'm the balabas here. I'll be a Nazir, and you'll be my carbon." That's Smamish what it means over here. That's all fine and good when it comes to a para. But when it comes to a door, you better open up. Door, open up. And if you don't open up, what? I'm gonna slaughter you? You don't bring a door. You don't bring a door as a carbon. So Rav says it doesn't make any sense. Bish Lima, the lundis. Of a para. Okay, I'm going to slaughter the para as my carbon. Rav has a whole different mahalik over here. But when it comes to a door, so bishlam a para bas carboni. Eladeles bas carboni. We got to find a rationale. A rationale what to make sense about what he says. Delis doesn't make any sense. So the Rav says, you're right. Itaku doesn't make, let's have charata. Ela, what the Rav says, he's lying down. The Omar Hareini Nazir Miyayin Imloy Omda the Omda Meleh. Oh, he adds it now, Nazir Miyayin. I'm going to be a Nazir. Not a Nazir from the Basar. Rav is basically changing the girsa of the Mishnah. Well, the Mishnah doesn't really say any of this. The Mishnah is very, very, very vague. The Mishnah, the words of the Mishnah are very hard and almost impossible to translate. I want to be a Nazir Miyayin. Oh, Givaldi. Oh, so now what's the machlokes b'shabbes hillel? L'chayro l'chol hadeyos. L'chol hadeyos, he should be a Nazir. He said, Hareini Nazir Miyayin. If you don't get up, and it got it by itself. So l'chayro, it's a slam dunk. You're a Nazir. So here comes Rav's Lundus, a Naya Lundus. Rav says, "Beshamai sari turfei dahai gavra mishum oikuma bidehu." When this person says, "Get up," his kavana is, "I'm the boss. I give you the command to stand up." Did he succeed? Did he succeed in getting? No, he did not. He lost. He lost the battle. He lost the battle. He lost the battle. The parah stood up on its own. Mela, because he lost the battle, the parah stood up on it. And the Mela, he has no choice but to become a Nazir. Now look at this. V'hola yogma. Now here's the very delicate alumnus.
What does tarfa mean?
Tar means the essence. The essence of his statement is, I want to be the one.
My koyach.
I want to take a stick and beat it. It has to be mamish, my koyach, that caused the parah to stand up.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, was it my koyach that caused it to stand up? No. It stood up on its own. Memela, hareini nazir minayayin. Beis Hillel understands that when he says, makes the statement, paro you, he doesn't have to be koichi v'yotzim yadi. It does not have to be koichi v'yotzim yadi, which got the paro to stand up. As long as it stood up, memela, I'm not a nazir. It's the tonight. The person is threatening the paro. The threat is not that I have to do it. According to Beis Shammai, it's a matter of how we interpret the words of the Baal HaBos. According to Beis Shammai, the only way the person will not be a Nazir is if the Baal HaBos takes a stick and beats it and it stands up. But if the parah stands up on its own, then I lose because it was not koichi v'yotzim yadi. According to Beis Hillel, it's results that count. It's not important the method. What's important is the result. I got a para, it's stubborn. However it gets up, I'm satisfied. It got up, so I'm not a Nazir. The condition has been satisfied. If the Nazir will never stand up and die right there, then I'm going to become a Nazir. But if the Nazir will stand up one way or another, even if the Nazir stands up on its own, that's going to be good enough. That's how Rav is learning the Machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel, and he is resolving the issue by adding the words Hareini Nazir Min Hayayin. So we don't need to get into the Machlokes between the whole previous Mishnah Groigreif and Tzumaikin. We don't need to get into the machlekes. We just harinas in hayayin, and the machlekes says, what is the torfei de lishna? Is the torfei de lishna? It has to be me, or it got up by itself. That's harava. Now the gemara is ihachi. The gemara doesn't like that. We still savvy mishum deriviyu v'chol kanti. Ihach emes seif amihuda. If that's pshat tak, then the end of the mission makes no sense. Because we're out of time over here. If you learn that, this is a very nice lumnus, even though you're adding a lot of words into the Mishnah, but Beis Hillel then, part two of the Mishnah will not make any sense. And then the Gemara says, we have no choice but to go back to the way we learned the Mishnah originally. All of this Gemara, according to Rashi, was meant to be said first. The Gemara is out of order. That's how Rashi, the long Rashi here. Rashi says that this Shtigl Gemara was really meant to be an Amud Aleph, and what was an Amud Aleph was meant to be an Amud Beis. Alright. We have to stop here. Good Shabbos. That matters now. Shabbos, Harry Kirsten, good Shabbos. Shabbos. Vuhurachum.